Trey, what do you think is holding this offense back, and what's got to be focused on improving during the bye week?
I think a lot of times we're holding ourselves back. It's not necessarily what the other teams are doing. At the end of the day, we got to execute a lot better. I put a lot on myself today, not executing, not finishing things I need to finish. But, you know, a lot of times we just got to execute better overall. Just go back to the drawing board every week. Oh, yeah, anyways. You know, just coming out there, just get my groove back in the way. Yeah, I think every week I'm getting more comfortable with the system. You know, like I said in one of my earlier interviews, having that relationship with Brandon Kennedy, you know, and guys around me, Wanya Morris, Marcus Tate, whoever they put, you know, that helps me with my being comfortable in the game, being able to be successful. Not really. Just working my tail off every day. You know, just believing in God, first and foremost, but, you know, nothing much.
Trey, that first interception, passing the end zone off Juan's hands, chance to tie the game at 7. Just what was the feeling after that, and maybe can you speak to what that play meant in terms of
when they got the interception? It meant nothing. We're just going to line back down and do the same thing, honestly. At the end of the day, score doesn't matter. We're going to come out, work our hardest. We're going to come out, hit somebody as hard as we can. Score doesn't really dictate how we play. You know, we played pretty good. There are a lot of things we need to fix. We have a lot of things we need to clean up. At the end of the day, no one's perfect. But at the end of the day, we got to execute. And a lot of times I feel like, you know, like I put on myself a lot. You know, I feel like I didn't execute enough. So, you know, just as long as we're on the same page, we're going to regroup, watch film together. We're going to grind it out together. At the end of the day, we're going to go back to work.
Trey, the defense gets a lot of turnovers today. Guys like D.A. Jackson get the interceptions. How frustrating was that to not be able to turn those opportunities?
Yeah, man, the defense played their tails off today. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you don't want one side of the ball on the field too long. And as an offensive unit, you know, we got to do a better job of, you know, bailing them out a little bit, scoring points. But at the end of the day, it goes back to execution. We just got to do a better job of it. I put on myself first and foremost. I didn't get enough movement on the three technique. A lot of times in a run game, you know, that lies on me. At the end of the day, if my guy's making a play, it means I didn't do my job. So I think a lot of times, man, a run game, especially with myself, I got to get way more movement. I got to be a lot more dirtier, a lot more violent, a lot more nasty. Pass blocking? Oh, okay. Honestly, I can't really pinpoint something right now. I got to watch the film to be exact. But, you know, we just got to execute better in all phases of the game, especially on offense. Yeah, man, the Swamp's a tough environment. Shout out to those two boys that did a great job today, you know, blocking out the noise, blocking out the fans behind us. Went to work every day this week, prepared as well as they could. The coach did a great job preparing them as well, but I'm really proud of the way they played. You know, it's a tough environment. It's a tough league. It's their first SEC game. I thought they played well.
All right, thanks, Trey.
Thank you, guys.